And welcome once again to Beyond the Counter. Today I'm speaking with Mike Franzen from Franzen Family Tractor. Now, Mike, we've definitely gone way beyond the counter here, haven't we?
Yeah, we're actually in the basement of my house where I probably have 1,500 toy tractors plus.
I would say 1,500 is a pretty conservative estimate, my friend. So you've been collecting these things since, you said, 1980?
1980, a friend of mine bought me a UDLX Minneapolis Moline. It's a 1938, but it's a new toy back then.
Sure.
But anyway, that was my first toy.
Yeah.
And sort of funny, when I was a kid, I only had one toy tractor, and it happened to be a 60 John Deere we bought in Wyoming at Brunching Implement. Had it for about an hour, and the front wheels broke off, and my dad gave me a lick and thought I was hard on it.
Oh, no!
It's been a little hard with me with John Deere since then, but...
Well, I do see some green and gold on the shelves,
yeah,
but I see a whole lot more international harvester stuff in here, don't
you? We collect IH tractors, and we run IH, but, I like the Deeres, too, but I just like the red better.
Yeah, I get the... You know, we've all got our personal preferences on that. And there's plenty of John Deere in here.
Oh, yeah.
There's lots here. So, you know, obviously you kind of eat, sleep, and drink tractors.
Yeah, I grew up on a dairy farm 2 miles west of Monmouth. And my folks had a farm sale in 74. And I could see farming was going downhill for them. And I graduated in 72 from this area, and then I met my first wife, Candy, and we were married in the spring of 74, and lived in town for about a year and a half. I couldn't stand it.
Living's not for you, huh?
No, so we rented a farm on shares with Elmer Peterson from Baldwin, up north of Baldwin.
Okay.
And so we bought 2 OM farm halls, some old machinery, and I was working at Caterpillar Tractor Company in Mount Joy, and we had one kid and one on the way, my first spring, I had a bearing go out in the transmission of the good M.
Ooh.
And the other M, the motor was weak on it when I bought it. So out of desperation, we took the two tractors and made one.
Oh, so you did a little bit of a Frankenstein thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, took the transmission out of one, put it in the better one, people heard we had that old M farm on the barn and started calling, wanting to buy the tires, the hitch, the head off the motor, different parts. Then a guy called, wanting to sell me one, heard us parting tractors out, and that's how it all turned into what it is today.
Right, and here we are 49 years later.
Next year it'd be 50 years.
Yeah. Now, I had never been out to your shop. I don't own any farm tractors, so it wasn't like it was a necessity, but I'm so glad I got the opportunity to do so. But as I was driving through Monmouth, you're everywhere.
Well,
you've got stuff in almost every building around town, don't you?
Well, that and we bought Main Street, the old buildings on Main Street. There just wasn't no fixing to them.
Sure.
So we ended up tearing down Main Street, and it's a nice gravel lot where we have guys that park their semis and trucks there. We was going to put a community building up there, but it was such a hassle to try to get any grants.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up putting an addition on our shop here on the highway on 64, and we let people use that. We have picnic tables. We put in a handicap bathroom, and we've had graduation parties, weddings, birthdays. Mm-hmm. 4-H uses it every month. The telephone company uses it once or twice a year, and City of Baldwin's going to use it here this next couple weeks.
Yeah,
and it's just. We just let people use it for community use.
That's awesome. And you even told me you don't charge them for it.
No.
I mean, that's a rarity nowadays, Mike. I'll be honest with you. People are always looking to make a buck somewhere.
Well, when my wife was sick before she passed, they had a benefit for at Jackson County Fairgrounds, and over 5,000 people showed up. So this is sort of my payback to the community that helped us back then 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so it's just nice to help people.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a beautiful thing that you're doing for the community and the surrounding communities as well, to be able to do that and give back. Like I said, that's a rarity. So I hope that, you know, I hope that you wear that proudly. And I'm sure the people in town and around the area here appreciate that as much as I do, just even hearing the story. Yeah. So now, friends and family tractors, meaning we've got a lot of family involved with this too, right?
My daughter, Sherry, and my sons, Chuck and Scott, all three kids have been with me. Sherry's been with me the whole time. The boys, I made them go get a job for a few years.
Yep.
And they came back, and it's worked out very well. My son, Scott, and my daughter, Sherry, they pretty much run the auction site anymore.
The Highway 64 auction, right?
Yeah. That's grown so much that takes pretty much most of their time.
Sure.
And my son Chuck, he sells to Skag and Grasshopper lawnmowers and TYM tractors. And we used to be a Mahindra dealer, but a couple years ago we broke away from them. And anyway, TYM, we always sold them to. And they build half the Mahindras, so
sure.
Still basically selling the same stuff. But no, the kids have done very, very well. There's no way I could have ever done what we do without them.
Yeah. Well, and as much as you've grown, I mean, I noticed, and you were even pointing out to me in the shop, you have some photos, like from back in 1985, and then 90, and I think there was another one there was, what, about 2019?
Yeah.
Or something like that. I mean, and you just see you have just continually growing and growing and growing. But so are the machinery. The machinery keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger too, doesn't it?
Oh, bigger, heavier, more expensive.
But that's kind of where it really comes into play, where you've got these parts available, you know, because when guys and gals are putting that kind of money into their equipment and something breaks, you know, if you've got a part out here that's going to be just as good, but not hit them as hard in the pocketbook.
Yeah, most stuff, 50% or less. When people ask us price, I always tell them half a new or less, because sometimes it's only 10% a new, because new is so horrendous that it's just unreal what some stuff costs anymore. But but use that 25-35% on a lot of it.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, obviously, I kind of get the vibe as to how you got into the business. It makes sense to me. I mean, you did it out of necessity at first.
Yeah.
And then people heard that you were rather successful at making this happen. And then blah, blah, blah. One thing leads to another. And next thing you know, you've got buildings all over the town and tractors in them and, you know, and all sorts of combines and combine parts out and about all over the place, really.
Yeah.
But I mean, the stuff doesn't just sit there and rot either, does it?
No. After we take so much off and it's been there a while, then we scrap them out because we need the room. We can only hold about 1,000 tractors in our lot.
And sure.
Combines 200, 250 max. But right now I've got them in a couple of places here in town because we're just tight on room right now. Yeah. And our friend Rich McMahon and B&G Salvage, they get our scrap iron. Actually, Squeak's been out here. He just got 8 loads here in the last 2 weeks. 8
wow.
Semi-loads probably.
Sure. Haul all that scrap away, and at least then we know it's getting recycled as well, and that's going to be future products that you might have back in your lot a few years again, right?
Resell again.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the way it should be, you know? I mean, instead of depleting our resources, you've got them right there, and we can utilize those again, which is a great deal. Is there ever a slow time of the year for you?
Normally, January and February, it slows down a little, where I try to take a vacation usually in February for a couple weeks.
Sure.
And then when we get the fairs all done in July, August, we have a week or two there that we try to, if we want to go somewhere, we try to get away.
Sure.
Because we have a sale the end of August, so it's, we can't all leave just for a few days and got to be back. And
I get it. So where's your favorite vacation spot?
In the wintertime, I like going down to Florida.
There you go.
In the Florida Flywheelers, it's a huge flea market down there.
Oh, cool. And, okay.
Once in a while, I get a pedal tractor or something bought there.
Yeah.
It's too far to haul machinery, but we have. But anyway, I like going there. And then I like going out west in the summertime at Colorado, Cody, Wyoming. Mm-hmm. This year, I'm thinking about going up a little farther north in the Dakotas and across and come down around through Wyoming into Colorado, and we come back home and usually stop at the state fair for one day on the way home.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
make absolutely. A round trip. Well, it's beautiful countryside out that way as well. So it definitely would be a nice road trip. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what about closer to home? Obviously you're not working 24/7. So what do you like to do when you have some spare time?
Oh, we go for side-by-side rides and we like to go fishing once in a while. My mm-hmm. son Chuck has a fishing boat, so we like doing a little fishing, in the evenings or weekends on a Sunday or something.
Sure.
And got plenty of grandkids, got 11 grandkids, so we...
That keeps you plenty busy doesn't it?
Ball games, a lot of ball games through the summer mm-hmm. for a couple months, so... Yeah. So I like eating at the food stands at night. I don't have to fix supper.
Yeah, it makes it easy, doesn't it? I don't blame you there at all. Well, we're getting kind of close to wrapping up this whole thing. So, we've talked about your family that are getting involved out there as well. The Highway 64 auction thing, you guys have got their own website for all of that stuff. So people should be checking that out regularly, right? So now, do you have a website for Friends and Family Tractors as well?
Well, not for parts, but we have a website where they can see what we have.
It would be too hard to maintain
pictures,
It'd be awfully hard to keep your inventory updated on that, I'm sure. So that makes sense. Well, we want to encourage people to check that out as well, obviously. So one of the last questions that I ask most people, sometimes it catches them a little off guard, but I always like to ask, are there any secret hidden talents that you have that maybe people aren't aware of that you would be comfortable sharing with us on the interview?
Well, I have a nickname, Father Nelson.
Okay.
And I have wrestled now with the professional wrestlers about five times at our county fairs.
And you have?
I even have a poster with me on with them over here.
Oh, I do see it across the way. That we might have to include that in the photo on the web posting for us here.
But anyway, there's quite a few people know me by Father Nelson. It's a wrestling move.
Okay. But, that's fantastic. Yeah. So when was the last time you were in the ring?
Oh, it's probably been 4 or 5 years ago.
But, I thought you were going to say like 40 years ago. Four or 5 years ago. Good for you. That's fantastic. Would you ever do it again?
Probably. And I'm sort of a prankster, and I like to pick on people. And the best thing about our business, most 90-some% of our customers, probably 99%, become our friends. And we know their families, and we just have so much fun with them, and we know who we can pick on.
Of course, you know who's safe and after a while.
It's usually the red and green show, the IH against John Deere.
I get it.
Or Oliver Case.
Yeah.
But we work hard. But we play hard. We have fun, too.
Well, clearly, if you'll get in the ring and wrestle. Well, that's awesome. Well, Mike, I will tell you right now, I'm fair game. You can dump it on me. You can dish it on me. Just be aware. I've done this gig for 30 years. I'm pretty quick on the retort, so I'll be right back at you.
I think we did when you walked in.
And you kind of did. And I was right there with it, wasn't I? So, you looking for a box of donuts. Come on, man. What I didn't tell you is I got cookies in the truck if you want one. Mike, it's been a real treat learning more about you. I really appreciate it. Mike Franzen for Franzen and Family Tractors. He is our guest here today as we go Beyond the Counter on KMAQ.